Also, now we want to give about 15 minutes. John Millar.
Okay.
This brother here, he speaks at almost every conference we have, and he'll throw a little nugget, and I'm going, man, so one of these days we're going to get him down to get all these nuggets he explains, but I'm telling you, this brother, he shows up at every conference, he's just so happy to be there, and he throws these little nuggets out, and we love you, thank you.
Appreciate you. Would you do that for me too, on 15 minutes? I'll tell you what, raise your hand up and get my attention. You might have to wave around a little bit at 10 minutes and then at 1 minute too, okay? Because there's a problem with some of us preachers, you know?
Yeah.
We get preaching and we get caught up in what he's speaking because it's speaking out of us what we have, the great eternal one, and then we just sort of lose time because there's no time in him. So we have to come down to earth once in a while, you know? But I want to tell you, I do believe some things have been accomplished. We're not where we used to be. And he said, I'll take the heart of stone that you have and I'll put a heart of flesh in it. So I'm not speaking to people that have a heart of stone. I just want you to know that I'm speaking to a people that have a heart of flesh. Because he said he would do that, and I believe it's accomplished.
Yes.
And sometimes people get going on about what we need to change that. That's been accomplished. You need to know that we have a different place to go from, see? Because we're a people that are hearing the word of the ever-living to our hearts. We're not a people that can't hear him. We're a people that are hearing him. Okay? So I want you to know that. That's who you are. That's who we are. We're a people that are hearing the ever-living speaking to us afresh and anew. I believe I'm an Israelite by flesh, descendant of Jacob. And he said, I used to get aggravated. You know, you read about your history and the scripture and things, and I believe that's who I am. And it said, why didn't they get it in the wilderness? Did you ever wonder about that? It's like, my goodness. Yeah, why didn't they get it? And in Deuteronomy, it says, one of Moses' last speaking there, it says, it's the Lord speaking right there through him, and he says, all these 40 years, I never gave you a heart to understand, a mind to understand, and a heart to perceive, or whatever, anyway. Well, if the Father doesn't give them a heart to understand, and a mind to understand, and a heart to receive him, well, then it's the Father's fault anyway, you know. Because come on, we're in the real world here. How many times have you spoken to someone and it's life to you and they don't have any understanding and it just can't get into them? And the Father hasn't opened that to them and they're off the hook. And you start learning to talk to somebody else then, you know. But okay. I'm going to take too much time. It's too fun, you know. It's too fun. Okay. First of all, I want to thank King James. It's 400 years this year since the 1611 scriptures came out. And it changed the world. Now, I understand there's a lot of mistranslations and a lot of things, but it changed the English-speaking world. You check your history, and it absolutely changed the English-speaking world. It's 400 years. What progress have we made in 400 years, isn't it? I need to get back over here. Okay. What? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it just, you know, it's like we can criticize things, and I do make fun of the King James sometimes and things like that. But thank God, I'm serious. I really thank the Father that that opened up the first English translation for our people to start understanding what the, you know, take it out of the Latin where it was just the priests that could understand part of it, and I don't know how much they understood of it, and opened it up for us to start digging in to what the Scripture says. Now, the other thing is the Scripture never calls the Scripture the Word of God. You know that. I love the Scripture. But the Scripture never calls the Scripture the Word of God. The Scripture calls Christ the Word of the Emmanuel and John. And that's why I always make a distinction there with people and I get in trouble with that. But the Scripture doesn't call the Scripture the Word of God. The Scripture calls him, read John 1, who is the became flesh. That was with God forever. But I love the Scriptures. But I do make a distinction between, because the Scripture doesn't call the Scripture the Word of God, the Scripture. He became flesh. He was, the Word was with God for always. way before anybody could ever write anything. That was the word. Okay. So, anyway. But isn't it wonderful that I hear different people saying things like a wide variety of thought pattern here.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody getting upset. And I'll try not to upset you too much. Okay. Now, what? Okay. Just throw out a few little things here and there, you know. One of the things that I think would really help you, and my dear friend, Brother Lovelace, he said it's his favorite Bible, and it's not the one I have with me now, but it's the Companion Bible. You ever hear of the Companion? Bollinger did it. And if you would take time to study the appendix where it talks about, I think it's Appendix 4, I could be wrong on that, but where it talks about the different names of God, Lord, God, and all the different Lord God, it would help us when we're trying to define the undefinable. When we're trying to discuss that that can't be discussed. When we're trying to put limitations on it. If we just took it, the scriptures, and you find out where it says Lord, what he's talking about, who's talking, and Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai, and the different things, it would really help us in our discussion of what God is. It would help us define that. So I'll just throw that out there to you. So, boy, you're looking at me like, whoa, okay, here, I know she loves me. But, you know, when we say God, and I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, what aspect of deity are you talking about? What are you talking about when we talk about it? What aspect of deity? And I believe that the scripture says that the Elohim became incarnate. That's what it says. And God said, let us make man in our own image. That's the Elohim. It says, let us make God in our own image. And we became incarnate. But there's different words for deity too, that you need to understand. And well, I don't want to lose you all here now. I'm going to throw out too much stuff here. Just, okay. You still love me? Can you still love me?
Yes, I do.
Can you? Okay. Well, it's just really helpful when somebody says something about God, I wonder what they're talking about. I really don't wonder what they're talking about. And there is that is my daddy, my father. Yeshua told us to call him that. But there is that. There's many. The scripture says there's Lord's many and God's many. What's he talking about? And it talks he's only one. You know, what are you talking about? You need to find those things so that you can have a decent conversation. And the Job's 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I've gone 10?
No, you got 10 left.
I got 10. I want to use 5 minutes? Whoa. Okay. Great. Hallelujah. So you guys, you brought buggers for punishment here. Okay. What? Did you ever notice when you study Job, the Job's comforters, what they thought God was? It's on the same subject here. What they thought God was and what Job thought God was and then what Job found out what he was, a little bit about him. That's what really part of our discovery is. And we need to be careful that whenever he's speaking and dealing with us, that we don't have those that just love us so much that are willing to sit with us 7 days and not even say a word. Can you imagine somebody doing that today? I think they sat there with him 7 days and didn't say a word. Wow. Couldn't have been any women. Oh, no, I'm in trouble again now. Okay. What? Okay. I'm in trouble again now. But they sat with him 7 days and they didn't even... Rock, because you're laughing at me. You're going to sneak out with me? Okay. What?
One day's pretty good.
Yeah, one day's pretty good. Sat with him 7 days and before they were able to speak, and then they had all this understanding of him. But obviously they hadn't walked with him. Hadn't been him on the earth. And the Father had larger things that he was dealing with than what Job's friends could understand and what Job could understand. Now I want to refer to the scriptures here just a moment. And I want to, in Matthew 2, I just want to pick out a couple words here. I want to deal with, you ever think you're at the wrong place? place at the wrong time. Do you ever feel like you were there? Do you ever feel like, it's like, how did this happen? I've been following you, Father, all my life. I've been walking in you, and you told me to acknowledge you in all my ways, and I tried my best to acknowledge you in all my ways, and I find myself in a situation that I don't like, and it sure don't look like God. And I don't want to be here. Anybody else been there? It's like, where? How did I get here? How did this happen? Well, he didn't quit directing you. You just don't see it. And so here Joseph was, Mary's husband, and his espoused girlfriend becomes pregnant, and I don't think he was real happy. I don't think he was just really, really happy right there with that. I think he had some issues. Would any of you have any issues right there? I'd have some issues.
I would think I would have some issues.
And he was going to put her away, you know. But there's something happened to a man that is looking for the Father that the Father's using. Okay? And that is the angel spoke to him. And that's, I won't go read them. That would be in 2:13 there. And the angel spoke to him, said, this is okay, go ahead and do this, marry her, okay? And then they have the baby, and everything's supposed to, and you get these prophecies, and it's like, they hold this baby, you know, they hold the baby up, and you hear this word. Do you ever hear the word the Father say to you? Man, there's somebody been laying sitting at the temple for many years, Simeon and Anna. They've been there for waiting to see this. And they see this, and you bring this little baby in, you're wondering about these words that Elizabeth spoke and that Zacharias spoke, and you have all these different confirmations that you're walking in the Father, you know. Anybody have those kind of things? And then you get to places to where you don't understand how they're going to be accomplished, and you're wondering, and it's sort of in the back of your head, but you don't really know how they're going to ever be fulfilled. They're just sort of there, and it's like, is that right? Is that, yeah, I know that was God, but man, I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm walking in you. I can't quite see that. And then it says, after the baby's born, Herod tries to kill the baby. And kills all these other ones. But the angel, this one that directed him earlier, I got 5 minutes, thank you. This one that directed him earlier says, get the baby and get to Egypt. Take the mother, I think the scripture says the mother and the child, and get to Egypt. Well, that don't sound like God. Get the tail between your legs and go, boy. You know what I mean? Anything good coming out of Egypt, you know? What's going on? And he has to, but that one that spoke to him continues to speak. That one that spoke to you continues to lead. And he went to Egypt. And he was there, and it's sort of debatable how long really he went there when he was 2 years old. You know, he came back before he was 8. Maybe Harold knows all about the stuff, exactly how long he was there. But he obviously came back before he was 12, and he met the people at the temple, you know. It says that Herod died, and I need to study that stuff out. Harold will just tell you exactly. He'll say 6.5 years or 6 3/4. He'll tell you he's so wonderful. Love you. Anyway, but the angel of the Lord said, now go back. Okay. Two different exact opposite words. Two opposite words. But that one that you're tuned into is still leading you. And it's guiding you and fulfilling the purpose that you sort of have some idea about, but you really don't know. They had no idea. Joseph and Mary, they just had some kind of glimpses of it. They didn't really know how it was going to be fulfilled. They didn't know. Okay, well, but I want you to know something. What the Father was doing with Yeshua and Joseph and Mary was different than what he was doing with Herod. Is that too hard for you? The love of God goes to everyone.
Yeah.
But the purpose and the finger of God are on certain people.
Yeah.
And you need to know when the purpose and the finger of God are on you.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop the love of God going out to everybody. But the purpose of God was with that little boy and Joseph and Mary. And he was leading them around while there was a half Edomite who didn't want him supposed to be legally on the throne there. That was sitting on the throne, 2 minutes, sitting on the throne, and the Father was using him because he uses everything to accomplish his purpose and his plan, but there's no egalitarianism in it. The purpose and the finger of God was precise and accurate to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. Huh, you're smiling at me. We need to understand that. We need to understand the love of God is pervasive and it goes out always. And you can get into a repentant and a contrite spirit. Anyone can. And they can reach out to the spirit world, the heavenly dimensions, and you'll see the action of the spirit world of God for come in and take care and help you. It will. It's just, it's there. That spirit world is there. The love of Christ, the love of God. And we need to also discern the difference between Christ and Jesus. But I won't get into that right now. You, okay, good, Terrell. And, but that's there. It's there. It's always there. But that's not the same thing as the direct favor of God directing you when you're running to Egypt and running back because the Father has a purpose and a plan for your life.
Yes.
And there's a people that he has a purpose and his plan for to bring light to all creation. And I'm looking at some of that people. God bless you.